Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to a Wednesday afternoon edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. And I'm so glad right now to have Yannicka Pride on the line with me. She's a special education teacher, self-contained autistic teacher at East Limestone. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Yannicka.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mark Wyatt, for having me. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you for reaching out to me. I know that 2020 was difficult. We met at East Limestone, and how you have navigated through this process of trying to create an environment that allows them to grow as individuals, including, say, special education events that have had to be sacrificed mm-hmm. over the past year.
Exactly. Well, first of all, let me say this. Like you said, being able to navigate it was very difficult at first because this was something unknown, going to unknown territory. So this was something that nobody knew. We really didn't know what to do. We just had to reach back and realize, you know, how we had been taught. And then we just went from there. Thank goodness for the excellent leadership that we had, the teachers, the other teachers that came in, and we all helped each other. And my aides were very helpful as well because we had to meet together, get packets together and everything. And then, of course, the parents. So my parents were very supportive. But it was very difficult because there was a lot of things that we could not do with the kids. And even with us being in school now, there were things that were canceled. There were things that we couldn't do. But we just made the best out of it. And we just did our best to make the room conducive because we did everything in the classroom outside of going in their lunch and going to PE and going, of course, to the sensory room. But that was it. Everything else we had to do and just make rearrangements here. So that's why we were really, really pushing to want to have our own Special Olympics, because last year it was canceled, of course, and this year we weren't able to have any field trips as well. And we know now, of course, we realize it was all for the protection of the children and for everyone. But that's why we really, really wanted to have something for them, because we didn't get to do anything. And of course, you know, they need to have something as well, because there are a few places that kids are being able to go now. So we want to have something for them so they could get out there and enjoy the sunlight and then do what they're used to doing in the springtime, because it's always held at Athens High School. So we're just doing our own right here at East Limestone.
Yannica, from your experience, what is the benefit of Special Olympics?
The benefit is that the children are able to almost kind of do what the other children get a chance to do. But then, even though they're going to be just amongst us in Miss Williams' class, still they get a chance to fellowship. They get a chance to have fun. And in previous times, they were always able to fellowship and get to know other people that, you know, kind of like them, dealing with the same issues that they do. But we're doing everything, and they still get rewarded. They still have fun. And they just get to experience what it's like to triumph and to win.
Very good. What was the path that you took to become a special education teacher? What was your interest, your passion to take this route as an educator?
I always wanted to be a teacher when I was younger. We always played teacher and everything. And I've always wanted to be a teacher. And I kind of drifted from that and said, oh, I want to be a nurse. And then I wanted to get into broadcast journalism. But then my path led me right back to becoming a teacher. And then when I found out about being a speech pathologist, I really loved it. And I said, okay, that way I could be a teacher. And then the passion that I have for kids and being wanting to be able to help others is just, I just love it. I really do. So that was how I ended up in being a teacher, because that's something I knew I always wanted to do at first. And then, you know, you go through that phase where, you know, when you're younger, you go to changing your choice of what you want to do. And mine ended up right back, came full circle, right back to education.
You probably agree that there has been growth when it comes to how we educate those with special needs over the years, because I can recall my own schooling when I was in elementary school. Of course, mm-hmm. we had special needs students, but I believe mm-hmm. that the door has opened even wider for special needs students to be able to grow in the school environment. We met at the school as the Make-Way Foundation did the grand opening of the sensory room, and I thought that was an right. incredible step for East Limestone and other schools around yeah. the area.
It really was, and because like you were saying, when I was in school, I don't remember all this. I just know, you know, you knew you had your special needs kids,
yes,
but you didn't see them, and you didn't see them being able to be acclimated into the other classes as much as possible, as much as their disability will allow them. But we didn't see all that. You know, they were in their rooms or they had their teachers and everything. You might see them walking through the halls, but that was it. Not as much as what they're doing now, and not as much as, and like you were saying, when we met with the sensory room, and that was just great, because looking at what we had at first and what we have now, it's really good, and it's really helped the kids as well to be able to meet their needs. So that they can be able to stay in school all day. They can be able to function. You know, we just have to work in those breaks and get them in there. And then if they even need, you get to know the kids so well, you know when they need a break. Okay, look, you know, they've had enough right now. We need to take them over and give them about 10 or 15 minutes. Because when you take them in there, you put it on a timer. And then after that, they come back in the room and they're okay.
We've all seen the videos, Monica, of young people who've been included in sporting activities. Say a young person, right. their dream is to play basketball or play football, and a team mm-hmm. surrounds them and makes them part of that effort. How do you think it benefits a young person in the classroom setting to be included as part of the group?
Oh, it makes them feel like that, you know, hey, I can do it too. I'm, you know, and then sometimes I even do believe, honestly, they even forget about their disability when they can get out there and they can shoot the ball. And we do a lot of that, like you said, during PE time. You know, maybe it might not go in the first time, but if they keep trying, it'll go in there. So it really helps their self-esteem, and it makes them feel like, hey, I do have a place. I do have a part. We might have to, you know, scale it down a little bit sometimes, but at least they feel like, hey, I do fit in the world. This is where I am. and this is where I can fit in. This is what I can do. And so we just make it work. And I know it helps them. The ones that can do it, the ones that they're building, allow them to maybe shoot the ball or throw the ball. Hey, they feel like if somebody else can do it, then I can too.
Now, Yannicka, I know some parents personally who have really stepped up to make a difference in their child's life when it comes to special needs. And you know some of those parents as well. You talked about at the very start of the program, a thank you to the parents. How does it make these parents feel to know that there is a team of people at your school who are working with their young people to help them grow?
Well, for my parents, from what I can tell, and I know the way that they feel, and even with getting a chance to know them a whole lot more when we were out last year, it makes them feel great. They're very appreciative of everything that we do, and they tell us that all the time. You know, so they are very, they're all of them say that they're grateful, they're thankful that they do have some teachers and people that are willing to help them, that are willing to help their kids. So they really like it. They're very appreciative of everything that we do. And the support that they give is top notch as well. So it makes a complete difference. It makes a difference in how you can adapt in your classroom and how well that your students do. So it makes a big difference.
This is great. I love the fact that parents are working with you in coordination to make this happen, because of course you can spend several hours a day to work with a young person, no matter what you're educating, no matter where you're at education. If they go home and don't have the right environment, then it really does cause a crash and burn for the work that you've done.
And you know, and I want to give this when you would, it just hit me. You were talking about the parents being appreciative. I had one parent and she sold t-shirts. She does it every year. And this particular time she came in, she said, "This is the money I want to give for your class. So you all can have this money in your classroom account." And I just started crying after she left, because I couldn't believe it that she took the money. To me, that's saying, hey, I appreciate you. I appreciate your team. I appreciate everything you all are doing for him. You know, and we don't know. All we can do is use the data and say, well, I wonder how well he's going to do. And then the data can let us know. And they might be at a standstill like that for a while. But just the fact that the money that she normally takes and raises it for something for her son, she took it and said, put this back into your classroom account. And that just meant the world. So that right there was her way of saying thank you. And then, you know, just other times they come in and they might bring us something. And that's just a simple way of saying thank you. It might be some biscuits. It might be flowers or something, just to say, hey, I thank you. Or a simple note means a whole lot. So it makes a complete difference. Well, sometimes when you wonder, am I reaching them? And are they getting it? And when you get something like that from the parents, it makes a difference. You get that extra push to go on.
Yannicka, that is wonderful. I love that story, and I love the fact that a parent is so interested and so invested not only in their own child but other children in the class that they're willing to donate. That's incredible. And I know that you have a team of people there with you who help to make this a successful program, if you will. Let's talk to some about those people who are with you locking arms to help make a difference.
Okay, well, of course, I have great leadership here at East Limestone, Mr. Berry, Miss Wise, and Mr. Legg, of course, the admin and everything. And then, of course, I've got great supporting teachers that are also special ed teachers that are really great. But I'm really appreciative of my aides that are in here. They are actually the best, Miss Robbie, Mr. Landon, and Miss Halima. And without them, I couldn't do it. I mean, we work arm in arm. We work together. We click good. Everything. If I have to step out, I don't have a question in my mind to know that they know what to do. They know to carry on. They know the children so well. Okay, such and such had it. And they'll come back and they'll document it and let me know. We had to take such and such out. He needed a break. She needed a break. We had to do this. We had to, you know, rearrange. We had to change this lesson just a little bit. I don't have any doubt. And that happened when I had to do some testing, state testing. And I left it in their hands, and everything was done. So if I did not have them and did not have great aides with these kids, there is no way I could do it. There's just no way, because even though I have a small class, but the children's needs are so great. If you don't have a great team with you to look out and support each other and have each other's back, you cannot make it in a self-contained classroom. But I have the absolute best, and I'm so appreciative of them.
Right now, we're talking to Yannicka Pride. She's special education teacher, self-contained autistic teacher at East Limestone in Limestone County, Alabama. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Special Olympics that they have developed for their school. I'm excited about being a part of this on Friday, but I want to encourage you, no matter where you are, to think outside the box and think about ways that you can overcome some of the challenges that you're facing right now, to get over those hurdles and to go ahead and create some ideas, especially for our young people, to help them move forward in a school setting and beyond. Will you stick with me, Yannicka?
Yes, sir, I will. Thank you so much for having me. I sure will.
Great. Loving this conversation. I hope you'll stick with us, too. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. Kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. This is a Wednesday afternoon edition of The Mark White Show, and I'm so happy to have Yannicka Pride on the line with me right now. She's a special education teacher, self-contained autistic teacher at East Limestone in Limestone County, Alabama. We have been talking about her work in the school, along with a great team of people, including parents. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Yannicka.
Thank you so much, Mr. White. Thank you again for having me. I truly appreciate it. It's an honor.
So I love the idea about the Special Olympics that are coming up on Friday, and I imagine that you probably have some young people who are equally or more excited about it as well.
Yes, we do. We have been working with them. They during PE time, they go out and we review over some of the games and everything that we'll be doing. Of course, some of the aides in Ms. Williams' class, they came up. We all got together and just came up with some different games, what we want to do with them, how we want to make this as close as possible to the Special Olympics that they normally participate in. We'll have medals for them, so they'll have first and second place. We're going to decorate the place. We've got a DJ. Of course, you know you're invited, and we thank you so much that you're going to come out. And, of course, our admin has just been right there supporting. We're going to have T-shirts. So we're doing it just like we would if we were going over to Athens. We got the T-shirts. We even got donations from the partners, the different various partners here. So it's just been absolutely awesome, and we're just so excited. So we're making it as close as possible, just like the Olympics they would go to if we hadn't had a pandemic. So the kids are excited. The parents are excited. We got parents that are going to be coming to watch and everything. So we're looking forward to having a great time, and it's going to be a beautiful day according to what the weather says. So we're very excited, and we want to make sure that they were able to do something, since, as we said before, earlier in the conversation, we were not able to do anything last year, and we weren't able to go on any field trips this year because of the pandemic. But once the mask ordinance was lifted, we said, hey, let's get together and let's do something for these kids. We want to let them be able to do something, whether they understand what's going on or not. We want them to be able to participate. And so they seem to understand when they're getting out there, and we get them, okay, come on, y'all, we need you to throw the ball. We need you to see if you can run and jump. How high can you jump? And we cheer them on. So we're getting them ready.
Well, it's a lot of work to put this together, and I know that it always takes that first step. And I want people who are listening right now to think about that first step and taking that chance on a special event like this. But, Yannicka, what was the first step for you, and what was the process to pull this all together?
Well, the first step is Miss Jennifer, who's an aide across the hall in Miss Williams' class. She came and said, "Y'all, let's do a Special Olympics." And I was like, "Yeah, let's go." Then the wheels just started turning. Okay, what kind of games are we going to do? How are we going to decorate? What do we need to do? And then after we started spinning, we got to thinking, and we got to talking maybe to a few others. It's like, you know, call these particular partners in education. They'll donate this. They should be able to donate that. And then as we got to talking, and then one of my aides came in, Ms. Robbie, said, "Hey, I was down here at the gas station, and I haven't talked to this lady. And, you know, she said she'll do the shirts for us." Okay, so they gave us a great price for the shirts. So that's how everything got to going. It was just one simple conversation. And we was like, yeah, let's do something for them. Because, you know, a few of the kids have been able to go just a few places. And well, we want to do something. So that's how it started. Just a conversation. And from there, everybody just got to putting our hats together. Okay, don't forget, we got to get some medals. So we got the medals. Let's do some bubbles. Let's have the bubble machine going. So, I mean, every day we would sit down and we were doing our planning. You know, we'd come in early in the morning or after work. Okay, did we get this? We just check. We just make a checklist and check off everything that we had. Okay, so we went and we asked Coach Pugh, "Oh, yeah, I got a tent and some tables that you all can use." So that's how it happens.
I love it. And, you know, I think we find, too, that a lot of people are looking for a way to make a difference. And when you just say, "Look, here's something we're doing, I want you to dive in with us and be a part of this," that there's so many people who are ready, willing, and able to just help.
Yes, you are exactly right. And that's exactly how it happened. That is exactly how it happened. Just what you said. We started asking, and they were like, "Yeah." And then one of my other aides, Mr. Landon, came in and said, "Look, you know, Coach Pugh, he's always willing to help. And anybody we ask is always willing to help our class." And that's one thing I do appreciate here with the staff here, because then we found out yesterday that the Beta Club, one of the teachers said that who's over the Beta Club, she sent us a message and said that I've got 31 or between 20 and 30 kids that are going to be out there to help. Because, oh, I forgot, we're going to have a bounce house. And at the end of this, if you don't mind, I would like to just thank the people who gave us donations to different companies. But we're going to have them manning the bounce house, help them manning the chicken run, the ball throw, the jump. Wow. So we're going to utilize those kids out there and make sure, because if they're willing to help, and my understanding is that those are a great group of kids, and they'd love to help out. So we're looking forward to having them, putting them to good use.
Yannicka, let's talk about the people who have been part of this through donations, maybe businesses or groups of people, families.
Yes, sir. Okay, so mainly right now we have businesses that donated, and Lowe's in Athens, they gave us a donation. They gave us the Mother's Day flowers that we gave we were able to give all our kids. Again, my class and Miss Williams, she's a special ed class, and some of her kids are self-contained, and we're the ones that's going to be doing the Special Olympics. But Lowe's in Athens, we thank you all so much. They gave us Mother's Day flowers. All Day Playhouse, they donated a bounce house our kids will be able to use. We'll be able to roll the wheelchairs in there and everything. So they gave us a bounce house that would be good for our kids. Pepsi Cola, Publix donated cookies, Domino's Pizza, Tabs has donated drinks. We're going to even have a horse and buggy ride, so the kids will know what that's going to be like to ride in a horse and buggy. And we thank you, Mr. Stan Smith. Logan's, they've given us a two-party pack, 25-count chicken, chips, rolls with honey mustard and ranch, Applebee's in Athens, Alabama. Mr. Robert Kidd is the manager, and we thank him. We're waiting to hear back from Papa John's and Chick-fil-A in Madison. We called the Chick-fil-A in Athens, but we have not heard anything from them. So we're just waiting to hear back from those two. But we are so very thankful for all of this, because with our kids, you know, sometimes they do have different eating habits. So because of this, and it might seem like it's a lot, but because of this varied menu, our kids will have a chance. We can meet all kids with different palates. So it would be something for all our kids to find something to eat, to be able to eat. Because so many of them, somebody might not like pizza, but they'll eat the chicken. So we're very appreciative of that, so much so.
This is so great, Yannicka, and I'm looking forward to Friday, as you are, and all the other mm-hmm. people who've been a part of helping to make this Special Olympics event possible.
You.
This
Thank
is great.
You. Yes, yes, and I forgot we're going to do a DJ, and he said, oh, yeah, I'll be there, Juwan Juzang. So we're going to have a DJ, so we have music, because we have in my class a dance party every day just to get the kids up and moving. So we know it's certain songs that our kids like that are really get them going. So it's going to just be a fun, happy time. And it's just going to be excited, because this is the first time we've ever done one here since I've been here. I've only been here a year and a half. But still, last year we were prepared to take them to Athens and get them ready for that. And again, we all know what happened, the pandemic, and then we weren't able to do any field trips. But we're looking forward to this, having our own, you know, just do something to let the kids know, hey, we're going to meet you where you are.
Yannicka Pride, special education teacher, self-contained autistic teacher extraordinaire at East Limestone in Limestone County, Alabama. I really appreciate you reaching out, and I'm glad that you could be on the Mark White Show today to share about your activities there at East Limestone School.
Oh, gosh. Well, thank you so much. And it was such a pleasure to meet you when you came to our opening here for the Central Room, and I just appreciate it so much. And it means a whole lot for you to take out your time to talk to me about what's going on here in our self-contained class, as well as our other special education class that has some self-contained children as well, with Miss Janet Williams class. So we appreciate it. We appreciate the support. It means a whole lot. It means a whole lot, especially with, like you said, with these kids. Because I said, somebody asked me, would you teach regular ed? I said, you know, I don't know. I said, I love these kids because every day is so different. And just to try to work with them and push them to see where they can go and how far they can go, it gives you such fulfillment.
I can tell, Yannicka, and I appreciate your work.
Thank you.
You know, the Mark White Show is here to make a difference and recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by this message from Yannicka Pride today, special education teacher, self-contained autistic teacher at East Limestone in Limestone County, Alabama. If you are encouraged by the Mark White Show, I want you to share the Mark White Show with others. Let them know about it. We need some good in our communities. I think you agree with that, don't you, Yannicka?
I definitely do. I sure do. We always need good news.
We need positive news, and I hope that the Mark White Show is a source for that for you. And I hope that you'll follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, also on LinkedIn, and then turn around and subscribe to the Mark White Show on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and on TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to a Wednesday afternoon edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
These are my kind of people.
Hello there, everybody. This is DJ Svoboda with the Imagine Friends of Imagineville, dedicated to spreading autism acceptance and autism inclusion, and you're listening to the Mark White Show.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine. Only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.